Don't think that the current situation, don't think that where you are right now is your final resting place. Don't think that the community that you're in, the home that you're in, the job that you're in, the financial salary that you have, you need to have faith enough to know that things can get better in your life. Thank you for joining us on the Lack to Legacy podcast, where our goal is to help you to transition from a life of not enough into a life of more than enough. I'm Jason Palmer, and on each episode, I'll be giving you everything you need to start and to finish your journey to financial freedom. Along with the Word of God, I'll be sharing financial and investment education, practical tools, life hacks, and anything that can help you to grow from the inside out. On today's episode, I'm giving you five key principles to take with you on your financial journey. And the best part is that each key comes directly from the Word of God. But to get the most out of this episode, make sure you go back and listen to the last episode where we talked about your relationship with money and we focused on understanding your past experiences, thinking, and attitude towards money. More importantly, I hope that you cast every single care and concern onto the Lord, and I trust that He gave you revelation about how to heal and to overcome any past issues. And that matters because if we're going to go from lack into legacy, we can't have any of those old chains weighing us down. And if we're going to go into a life of more than enough, then the old mindset has to go right now because it's time for you to move forward. But before we take off, please take a moment to subscribe to the Lack to Legacy podcast and don't forget to share this episode with someone else. Now that we've evicted the old mindset and thrown them out of here, it's time to fill up our hearts and minds with a better way of thinking. And to do that, we have to first look into the Word of God. And there's no better place to start than Matthew 6 and 33, where Jesus teaches us how to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He says that all of these things shall be added unto you. All the things that we're concerned about, that we're worried about, the clothes and the food. Jesus says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the stuff, all the things shall be added unto you. So we have to start here because God has a long and successful track record of getting people out of bondage. And He has a set of tools and ways of thinking that helps His people become successful. So what we ultimately need is kingdom thinking. It's the foundational mindset that we have to have if we're going to transition from lack into legacy. The old man, that old thinking, and all the old results, they cannot come with you. And even the old formula that you may have used a long time ago, that old formula that got you into financial bondage, that can't come along either. We need a new formula and we need new ingredients that come directly from the Word of God. And this scripture is important because God's ways and His principles, they lead us out of a lack mindset and into a legacy mindset. God's ways take us out of bondage and bring us into abundance. And I love how the Word is teaching us that we must make our relationship with God first priority in our lives. Seek the kingdom. The only way to seek the kingdom is to seek God. And it's through that relationship with God and His Word that will help us to learn the ways of the kingdom. And again, I love how the scripture provides us with the assurance that we need, that we won't have to be worried about clothes. We won't have to be worried about food because God knows what we have need of. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that's God's ways of doing and being right, you will learn how to steward and manage your life. And if you follow the Word of God in your finances, I guarantee that you will see a change in your approach to financial management, and then you'll start seeing the tangible results. Seeking first the kingdom of God will cause you to bring your mind, your heart, all in alignment with God's desires for your life. This isn't one of those situations that we can kind of fake our way out of and just kind of pretend and go along and hope that something happens. No, we need to dig into this thing. And this isn't about going to church because many of us have gone to church for years, for a long time. I'm talking decades. But we have yet to see the results of the Word of God applied in our lives on a daily basis. And so we've gotten into this routine where we're serving, we're in his house every time it opens up, but we have yet to see financial freedom in our own lives. So in effect, we're still stuck in financial bondage, even though we're in the house of God, even though we have a relationship with God. And that's why the key principles I'm about to give you are so important. The first key principle that we have to grab a hold of is vision. Vision. All right. You need a vision for your life. If you're married, you need a vision for your family. Because we need to have an understanding of where are we going in this life? Where's the family going? What should we be doing? Where should we be living? Who should we be in relationship with? One of the factors that keeps us in lack is not having a clear plan on how to get out of where you are. And you might be saying, Jason, how can I get out of where I am when I can't see a way out of this thing? You may say, I'm so far in debt that I can't imagine that I can get out of this thing. And I just want you to know that there is help in the Word of God for you. I want you to know that you don't have to see every single step along the way. What you do need to do is to listen to the voice of the Father and allow Him to establish a vision in you. You can see that in the beginning of the Bible, where God teaches us that we should be fruitful, that we should multiply, that we're here to replenish and to subdue and to have dominion. That's what we're supposed to be doing here. So even if you don't have a full 20-point vision for your life, go back to the Word of God and look at what God wants us to do. He wants us to dominate, be fruitful, multiply, replenish. All right. So there's something already inherent in the word of God that He wants us to be doing here in this earth. Now, what you need to do is to go before the Lord, say, God, what is it that you need me to be doing here in this earth? What is the purpose of my family? What are we destined to do here in the earth? How are we destined to impact our families, our communities, our churches? And I guarantee that God will give you a vision for your life. All right. And so again, that's one of the things that keeps us from having what we desire in this life, is not having a clear plan. If you have to go and get magazine articles and pictures and put them on a vision board, whatever it is, you need to do that, whatever you need to do, because it's that vision. Having that vision will keep your decisions easy. It'll make your decisions easier for you. And it'll give you something to focus on. And I think about people that are on their financial journey, but I feel like they're often skipping steps, right? So I don't want you to jump ahead in this process. And now you look up and you're trying to do real estate and you don't know where real estate even fits into your vision for your finances or for your life. So having a vision, it's really no different, right? So if we stay with the real estate example, think about a builder that has to have a detailed plan and a picture of what they're working towards. No one builds a house and they don't know what it's going to look like in the end. There's a step-by-step plan. And then what that builder does is that then they go and they align their resources and they set them up so that this person or these types of trades can come in for the next month or so. This type of trade can come in the following month. There's a plan in order for the home to be built properly. And really, it's no different than with us and having a vision for our lives. Even if you look in the Word of God, it says that where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no redemptive revelation of God, where there is no plan, where there is no wisdom, where there is no understanding, the people perish. And right now, a lot of us are perishing because we don't have the plan for our lives. And we have to go to God to get it. That vision is like a roadmap. You guys remember those? The ones you used to hold in your hand in the car, right? It's just like that. That vision needs to be written down on paper and it needs to be followed. You need to make sure that you're hitting the mile markers and you're hitting the different points along the way because you've thought that far out. And I believe that God will give us wisdom and insight into creating a vision. So that's Number one, have a vision for your life and have a vision for your family and your finances. The second key principle that you're going to need along your financial journey is to be spirit-led. Spirit-led. So part of the problem is that many of us ignore the Holy Spirit and we like to make financial decisions on our own. And then we say, oh my God, how did I get in this place? Let's be real. Many of the challenges that we're facing right now, many of the things that we've done to get us where we are because we ignored the Word of God, is because we ignored the Holy Spirit, and we haven't been Spirit-led. Now, the Bible teaches us that to be Spirit-led, that's where the Holy Spirit, who is here to lead and guide us into all truth, being Spirit-led is where we trust the Holy Spirit. We trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. But that only comes, that trusting, that leading, it only comes with familiarity with the Holy Spirit. So how much time are we spending before the Lord? How much time are we spending trusting the Holy Spirit? So we need the Holy Spirit to search us and to reveal to us inwardly the areas where we need to focus and improve. This might be your budget, for example. You might be saying, Jason, why are you talking about Spirit-led? We're talking about finances. The problem is that we can't separate these things. We need to be Spirit-led in our finances. So being Spirit-led concerning your budget, the Holy Spirit will tell you to cut out certain things, to cut things out of your diet even, or even the relationships that you need to either get into or get out of. That's what the Holy Spirit is here to do. And so, again, I don't want you to think that you're here by yourself. The Holy Spirit is in you because God didn't want us living this life alone. And so that's why he gave us his word and he left the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Now it's our job to listen to the Holy Spirit. You're going to need the Holy Spirit along your financial journey. All right. Number three, the third principle that you need to have is faith. You need faith. Because if you don't believe that you can get out of debt, then you won't. If you don't believe that you can manage a budget or create a budget, then you won't be able to. If you don't believe that you can build a legacy for now and for future generations, then you won't. You need an unwavering, unshakable faith in God that what he's made available for you will help you along your financial journey. Don't buy into this belief that you're meant to be poor or you're meant to be struggling. Don't buy that narrative. That's not true. You have to have faith that God's word concerning wealth is true and it is meant for you. God didn't put you on this earth to fail, but you're going to need faith to get started. You're going to need faith to get in the car, to turn it on, and to go on this financial freedom journey with me. And you're going to need faith to keep you grounded when obstacles arise. When challenges come, you're going to need faith. Don't think that your current situation is the final situation in your life. Don't think that the current situation, don't think that where you are right now is your final resting place. Don't think that the community that you're in, the home that you're in, the job that you're in, the financial salary that you have, you need to have faith enough to know that things can get better in your life. Especially when the word of God tells us that the just shall live by faith. You have to start this process in faith because you have to be able to look at where you are financially right now. And you have to have enough faith to know that life can get better. And I'm here to tell you that it can. The fourth principle that you need to take along the way is discipline. Discipline. If we look at Hebrews 12, verse 11, I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. It says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." I love this scripture because we can apply it in so many places. We need discipline in our budgeting, in our health, in our families, on the job. You need discipline. We need to discipline ourselves. I'd rather discipline myself than to be disciplined by some outside force. If you want to have a successful budget, you need discipline. To have $1 million in the bank after 35 to 45 years of investing, you need discipline. Tucking away money each month or taking a side gig to make extra money, you know, it might not be enjoyable while it's happening. Discipline will keep you focused on your financial goals. And that's why vision is so important, because it's that vision that will help you to decide, again, what activities need to happen versus those activities that don't need to happen. So we need to be disciplined in our finances and in our spending. We can't get to Lack to Legacy without discipline. It's one of the key principles that we need along the way. The fifth principle that we need to have with us, packed in the suitcase, is diligence. Diligence. Proverbs 10:4 out of the King James Version says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." So I love how even in this, the Bible is making a connection between diligence and wealth, diligence and our finances. And if you didn't know, that word diligent means to be steady, concentrated, focused, working towards a goal or a task. And it means doing it with a passion or let's say an energetic approach. When I think of the word diligence, I also think of consistency included in that. We have to be diligent on our journey to financial freedom. Living a life beyond lack and on the road to legacy, I want you to know it doesn't have to be an impossible task. We just need to be steady. We just need to be focused. And we just need to have the right attitude. You cannot approach this with the wrong attitude. If you start this journey and you're already like, man, this isn't going to work, then it's not going to work. But if you come in with the attitude that says, hey, you know what? I am going to be diligent. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be energetic in this thing. I guarantee that you'll see change in your life. And this could be something, if you think about the application of diligence, this could be practically, you know, staying committed to your budget or staying committed to your investment strategy or being excited that it's, hey, it's budget time or it's investment time, being diligent in it, concentrated, focused. This is where we got to be. This is one of the principles that we need along our journey. And so I hope that you can see that all of these principles are related to one another. They're not separate where you have faith one day and diligence the next day. No, these things work together because you can't accomplish a vision without discipline or without faith or without diligence. All right, so those are the five key principles that you have to take with you for your financial journey. It's no different than if my kids are going outside, I'm telling them, hey, get your coat on, get your hat, get your gloves, get your scarf, get your snow boots, right? So these are the five things that you're going to want to take with you. Keep these in your toolkit. Keep these things in your heart, because the vision, being spirit-led, having faith in God, of course, and having discipline and having diligence will help you along the way. I want you to get there, and I wanted to make sure that you have these five key principles. And for some of you, you may be thinking, you know, Jason, when are we going to get to the practical stuff? When are we going to talk about mutual funds? And when are we going to talk about ETFs and index funds and stocks and real estate? All these things that we want to get to help our finances grow. I'm telling you right now that we're going to get there soon. But what I'm trying to do is to lay a foundation so that you can stay committed to the practical applications. So when you start your budget, you'll know why and you'll know how to be successful at it. You'll have the right heart or the right attitude and the mindset to say no when you need to each month concerning that budget. I want you to know how to steward and how to care for what God has entrusted into your hands. So if a situation comes up like a windfall, you already know what to do with it. You already have a plan in place because you have a vision for your life, and that windfall is going to help support you in accomplishing those goals. So no matter what it is, we can't get into real estate. Again, if you're not willing to have a budget, if you're not willing to have a vision, you can't get into the stock market if you're going to stop investing after 6 months because you need that money. Right. So this is why I'm trying to lay the groundwork right now, because it's going to enhance your financial journey. So that's it for me. I'm Jason Palmer, your host again of the Lack to Legacy podcast. If you're interested in learning more, shoot me a note to info@lacktolegacy.com or follow us on social media for more practical tips and encouragement. And also, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and share this info with somebody else. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any testimonies, some good news, let me know. We'd love to hear about where you are in your journey. Thank you so much for listening in. God bless you.